Hello.
Joe, how are you?
Hey guys.
Fire away, somebody. Joe, can you talk a little bit about why the run game hasn't been clicking for you guys as well as it has in previous years?
Yeah, well, we just haven't been consistent. Like we early in the year, we were just missing one guy here, one guy there. And we've been close, but we just haven't played together well enough to really get things going. It's just been one little thing on every single play. And when you have one thing that's not completely right on every play, then you know you're going to be very inconsistent, and you're not going to have a very good attack. But we're getting better and better, and showing signs of some life here. So.
Joe, when you look at Ray Rice's stats in particular, you know, yards per carry, yards per catch, I mean, they're way down from what they are historically for him. Does that at all reflect how good he is or how valuable he is to you?
No, not really. I mean, Ray was banged up in the beginning of the year, and he's been trying to get healthy, and he's been getting back to it. And, you know, he's been getting better and better, but just kind of is what it is. Ray's still dangerous, and I still rely on him to get open in the passing game and you know, get some yards for us down the ground.
Joe, you already have career highs in interceptions and sacks. I mean, what can you point to for some of the struggles this season?
Well, you know, you just turn the ball over. You can't turn the ball. You know, I never would imagine I would throw as many interceptions as I have, but, you know, it just is what it is. You got to put it behind you and move on and try to win some football games. And, yeah, I think we're doing just that. Like I said, we haven't been as good as we wanted to be, but we're really starting to play some good football and win some football games. We've got to keep that rolling.
And what do you think it says about your team that, you know, even with some of the struggles, that you guys are still, you know, in the thick of this playoff race?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've been in some tough situations before. I mean, we've always been tested, been a tested team, and, you know how to handle things, even though they might not be the most ideal situation. So we have a lot of confidence. We've been in, you know, some tough situations before, so I think we can draw on that. You know, I think it says a lot. You know, even the games we've lost this year, we've only really lost one of them, and all the other ones have been games that, you know, could go either way at some point, and we just haven't been able to pull them out. So it's not like we haven't been in football games. We've been in a lot of games, and we just haven't been able to pull through in the end until recently, and we've got to keep that going.
Just from the start of your career, every year except last year, you guys have made a strong run at the end. What is there about the makeup of your team, your coaching staff, or whatever, that have put you in those positions?
I don't know. I mean, everything we do throughout the year at some level prepares us for December football. You know, whether it's, you know, the schedule that we do and the lifting that we do and everything. I mean, it at some, you know, it's all thought out, and it's all done for a reason. And one of those big reasons is so that come December we're a strong football team, and we can come out and feel like we have a leg up on other teams.
Joe, Matt Elam made a comment about Calvin Johnson. It's kind of picked up some traction nationally. Just wonder how the veterans react about a rookie making comments that kind of get, you know, put out there like that.
I don't know. You just look at him and smile and kind of shake your head and say, what are you doing? You know, I don't think whatever he said was that bad. It wasn't like really like trash talking or anything from what I've heard. I don't really know exactly what he said. But, you know, like I said, you just kind of look at him and say, dude, what are you thinking? It's Calvin Johnson, man. You know, it's kind of just funny that he put himself in a situation like that.
Did you make him run extra laps at practice?
Nah, none of that. Just, you know, maybe attacked him a couple times more. We got to get him ready, man.
After winning three straight at home, how key will it be to, you know, kind of turn things around on the road to, you know, keep your playoff streak alive?
Yeah, well, we haven't played too well in terms of winning football games on the road this season, but we're a team that's been able to do it in the past, and it's going to be really important. We got to make sure that we, you know, go in there with the right mindset and get ready to go, and it's going to be huge. This is a huge game. They really all are, but this is the one that's the biggest because it's right now, and it's one that we have to win. So we have to come in there with the right mindset and get a good game.
Perhaps it's just college stuff, but have you guys done anything to prepare for the loud environment expected here on Monday night?
No. I mean, we always practice with crowd noise of some sort and all that, so we're just doing the same old.
What is Dennis Pitta brought back to your offense?
Well, listen, Dennis makes the defenses think about what to do, especially if we have two tight ends in the game. You know, they got to make a decision on how they want to cover him and how they want to cover our package with him in the game. You know, and beyond that, the guy's just a really good player. He knows how to run routes. He catches the ball well. He runs well. He does a lot of things very well. So, you know, he just presents a lot of problems. And, you know, when we can exploit those problems, he takes advantage of it.
11 targets in week one. I mean, clearly you missed him.
You don't really notice that as the game goes on, but he was big. I mean, he scored a touchdown down the end for us, had a couple of big catches. So, and like I said, he gives you something that the defense really has to think about and really has to come up with a plan for. So it opens up other guys also.
What have you seen from the Lions front four on film? And, I mean, how critical is that matchup in this game?
It's going to be, I mean, it's always critical, but you know, these guys are—they're relentless, man. They come after it. They get—they get after the quarterback. They get after the run. They do a lot. They're nasty. It's going to be a big matchup, and I'm looking forward to our guys, you know, going in there and showing what they have.
You've been sacked a lot this season. How confident are you in your pass protection?
Oh, I don't worry about that at all, man. I'm all good back there. Every snap's new, and every snap I'm dropping back with confidence that our guys are going to get the job done and our guys are going to get open down the field. And we're getting better and better, and our guys are starting to really play well, so I'm confident as can be.
What is it particularly about Sue? I mean, you talk a little about front four, but what about particularly Sue?
What's that?
What particularly about Sue really stands out to you or makes
you
concerned?
Well, I mean, dude, he plays inside, but he's just such an athlete that they can really put him anywhere. And you know, he's so quick and powerful and fast. I mean, you know, and I don't really know I don't really know what else to say. I mean, he's just a really good athlete. He's big, he's powerful, he's good. You know, it's tough to, you know, I know it's generic, but it's really tough to put it any other way.
What's been the most difficult part of trying to defend your Super Bowl championship so far this year?
I don't know. I never really looked at it that way. You know.
More teams gunning for you or anything? Like
I don't think so. I think teams always are looking at us as a team that's in the playoff hunt and coming after us and trying to give us a good game. But I also think that's overrated. I think everybody's playing week in and week out, like, you know, as hard as they can. The biggest thing is you guys asking questions about it every week. You know, what's been the biggest challenge? You know, it's just one of those things. You play a long season. You don't realize how much of a toll a long season and a short off season takes on you and on your team, and you got to get back into it, and you got to stay healthy for another full season. And you know, people take for granted how tough it is to get to that game in the first place, let alone win it, and then do it again the next season. It's tough, and we're fighting our way through it, and we're trying to do it. And you know, you'd like to think that there's parts along the way, like right after you win the game, there's parts of you that wants to believe, man, that wasn't that hard. But then you remember every other year, and you remember how hard it was to get there. And it's just it's the same thing, you know. When we won, you want to think, man, that wasn't that hard. And every now and then, that kind of creeps into your mind. It wasn't that hard, but then you get back out there and you start playing games again, and you say, yeah, it's pretty hard. And this year is just like every other year. We're just in the middle of the struggle right now. We're just trying to win football games and trying to set ourselves up to get back in position to make another run. And you know, it's never easy. It hasn't been easy this year, and it hasn't been perfect. But you know, we're starting to get things done, and we have confidence, and you know, we're looking forward to the next few weeks.
How different was it starting out without Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Anquan Boldin and some of the guys that you just sort of grew into the league with?
Well, some of those guys. I mean, you just, you know, to be honest with you, as a football player, you go out there, you practice, you play, you don't notice it too much. I think with Ray and Ed, I think it's such a big deal because, you know, those guys were on the Ravens before, you know, for as long as I can remember them being Baltimore Ravens. It's not just the fact that I played with them. Those guys, when you think of the Baltimore Ravens, you think of those guys. That's why I think those guys not being here is such a big shock, because all the fans out there just, you know, they can't picture us without those guys. So everybody reacts so harshly to it. Those guys were great locker room guys. They were great football players, great teammates. But it is what it is. It happens every year. Guys retire. Guys get traded. Guys move on. And you know, we've had to adjust a little bit, and I think we're doing it.
Joe, every defensive coordinator knows Torrey Smith wants to take the top off the field. How is he able to consistently do that if teams are scheming against it?
Well, you know, like I said, I think here's one thing. With Dennis back, that definitely helps him. You know, when you have other weapons on the field that are playing well, you know, if we're not operating that well, then it's tough to get him to blow the top off the coverage every game. You know, it's going to be hit or miss. But when you add a guy like Dennis back into the game and you're really taking advantage of the underneath coverage and you're making teams double Dennis and account for him in certain ways, that's when Torrey can really take advantage of his speed and his abilities, and that's when we can start opening this thing up.
Why has Marlon Brown been so successful this year?
He's just good, man. He's good. He's got a lot of confidence for a young guy. You would never think, just being around him, that he's a rookie. He's never showed one sign of the moment being too big for him. And you know, so it's just a lot of confidence and just a lot of ability. He's big, he's strong, he runs, he catches. He's going to be a good player for us.
And then back to the defense, I know you don't focus on this quite as much, but how well has Terrell Suggs played, and then how much has Elvis Dumervil helped, you know, overcome all the loss of those starters?
Yeah, our defense is great, man. Terrell's been playing really well, and, you know, obviously he's a huge part. And Elvis, I don't think you really can appreciate what he is until you see him in person, and you see him every week. Just for his size, the amount of strength and power that he has, and, you know, what he does on the field on Sunday is pretty incredible.
Thank you.
Thanks
Joe.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you.